All right, quiet down, quiet down. Hear ye, hear ye. William Shakespeare's Star Wars. Verily, a new hope. Hey, quiet in the front. Groundlings. By Ian Desher. Inspired by the work of George Lucas. William Shakespeare. Read for you by Daniel Davis. Jonathan Davis. Right, he's in this one. Ian Desher. January Lavoie, right? Oh, keep your hands off, gents. And Mark Thompson.
Prologue. Outer space. Enter chorus.
It is a period of civil war. The spaceships of the rebels, striking swift from base unseen, have gained a victory o'er the cruel galactic empire now adrift. Amidst the battle, rebel spies prevailed and stole the plans to a space station vast, whose powerful beams will later be unveiled and crush a planet. 'Tis the Death Star blast. Pursued by agents sinister and cold, now Princess Leia to her home doth flee, delivering plans and a new hope they hold of bringing freedom to the galaxy. In time so long ago begins our play, in star-crossed galaxy, far, far away.
Act 1. Scene 1. Aboard the Rebel ship. Enter C-3PO and R2-D2.
Now is the summer of our happiness, made winter by this sudden fierce attack. Our ship is under siege. I know not how. Oh, hast thou heard? The main reactor fails. We shall most surely be destroyed by this. I'll warrant madness lies herein.
Beep, 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 squeak. Beep, beep, beep.
We're doomed. The princess shall have no escape this time. I fear this battle doth portend the end of the rebellion. Oh, what misery!
Exeunt C-3PO and R2-D2.
Now watch, amazed, as swiftly through the door the army of the Empire flyeth in. And as the troopers through the passage pour, they murder several dozen rebel men.
Fighting begins. Enter rebels. Many die. Enter stormtroopers and Darth Vader. Exeunt. Enter R2-D2 with Princess Leia. C-3PO is across the stage.
Pray, R2-D2, where art thou?
Exit Princess Leia.
Meep, meep.
At last, where hast thou been? I fear they come in this direction. Pray, what shall we do? My circuitry all loads, my mind's all thrown, and fear hath put its grip into my wires. We shall be sent on to that place I dread, the Kessel Spice Mines, whence no droid returns, and there be blasted into who knows what.
R2-D2 begins to exit.
Anon, anon, R2! Where dost thou go? No, prithee! Patience! Leave me not alone! Aye, even though I mock and injure thee, I'll surely die if e'er thou leavest me.
Exeunt droids. Scene 2. Aboard the Rebel ship. Enter Darth Vader carrying Rebel Leader 1 by the neck and stormtroopers.
The Death Star plans we could not find herein, nor are they on the main computer, Lord. In short, they are not here, and there's an end.
Thou speakest well, my stormtrooper, and yet not well upon my ear the message falls. I turn to thee, thou rebel. I lift thy head above my own. Thou canst now choose to keep the secrets locked safe in that head, and therefore lose the life thou holdest dear, or else to keep thy head and thus thy life. My patience runneth quickly out, much like the sands across the dunes of Tatooine, so tell me, else thou diest quick. Where shall we find transmissions thou didst intercept? What hast thou done, say, with those plans?
Darth Vader begins to choke Rebel Leader 1.
My lord, my head in life, I value certainties. And yet to thee I must report, we have not intercepted one transmission. Ah! This is a consular ship, and nothing more, on diplomatic mission. Oh.
Thou knave, with thy last breath hear thou this word. If this is but a consular ship, then where is the ambassador?
Rebel Leader One dies.
Commander, prithee go. Rend thou this ship apart until the plans are found, and bring me any passengers. Upon thy life, I want them brought alive.
Exeunt stormtroopers.
And so another dies by my own hand. This hand, which now encased in blackness is. Oh, that the fingers of this wretched hand had not the pain of suffering ever known. But now my path is joined unto the dark, and wicked men, whose hands and fingers move to crush their foes, are now my company. So shall my fingers ever undertake to do more evil, aye, and this, my hand, shall do the Emperor's bidding evermore. And thus we see how fingers presage death, and hands become the instruments of fate.
Exit Darth Vader. Enter stormtroopers, searching. Enter Princess Leia holding a blaster.
Aye, there is one. My comrades, set for stun!
Princess Leia shoots. Stormtrooper One dies. Stormtroopers stun Princess Leia.
She shall be well. Go now, inform the dread Lord Vader we have caught a prisoner. And may Mos Eisley drinks flow swift and free when Vader grants rewards for work well done.
Exeunt stormtroopers with Princess Leia. Enter C-3PO and R2-D2 as the latter enters escape pod.
Hold! Thou art not permitted to go in. Deactivated thou shalt surely be.
Beep, 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 beep.
Thou shalt not label me a mindless brute philosopher. Nay, nay, thou overladen glob of grease, thou imp, thou rubbish bucket fit for scrap, thou blue and silver pile of bantha dung. Now come and get thee hence away, lest someone sees.
Beep, 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 squeak. Beep, 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 meep, beep.
What secret mission? And what plans? What dost thou talk about? I'll surely not get in. I warrant I'll regret this, so say I.
Exit C-3PO into escape pod.
This golden droid has been a friend, 'tis true. And yet, I wish to still his prating tongue. An imp he calleth me? I'll be revenged, and merry pranks aplenty I shall play upon this pompous droid C-3PO. Yet not in language shall my pranks be done. Around both humans and the droids I must be seen to make such errant beeps and that they shall think me simple. Truly, though, although with sounds oblique I speak to them, I clearly see how I shall play my part, and how a vast rebellion shall succeed, by wit and wisdom of a simple droid.
Exit R2-D2 into escape pod.
Now climb the metal pair into the pod, which shooteth from the ship like laser blast. And to the planet's face, as straight as rod, the capsule takes the droids by power vast.
Enter Chief Pilot and Captain.
There strays another one.
Pray hold thy fire. For certain there are no life forms aboard. And truly, what may be the chance that aught but life alone could fly within that pod? The rebels could not be so cunning bold to put the Death Star plans therein. If I were one to bet, I'd stake my life on it. All's well that endeth well, so say the wise. And so that pod shall live to land below.
Exeunt Chief Pilot and Captain. Enter droids aside in escape pod.
'Tis but a jest. Aye, surely we are mocked. For R2-D2, plainly canst thou see, the damage looks but minor from below. Can thou be sure this pot is safe?
Beep!
Oh!
Exeunt. Scene 3. Aboard the rebel ship. Enter Darth Vader and stormtroopers with Princess Leia. Darth Vader, only thou couldst be so bold. When first my ship was under siege, I knew 'twas thee who had this peaceful vessel sacked. The Imperial Senate shall not stand for this, for when they hear thou hast attacked a ship on diplomatic mission...
Highness, peace. Be thou not so surprised, for well thou know'st a mercy mission this was not this time. Thine innocent appearance doth disguise a heart with revolution at its core. Aye, several transmissions were there beamed onto this ship by rebel spies. I want to know what happened to the plans they sent. And prithee, speak thou well, or speak thy last. For fairer next than thine my hand hath crushed.
Thine idle threat is meaningless to me. My neck, my tongue, my mouth, these instruments of speech have not the power to relate the knowledge that thou seekst. For certain 'tis, I nothing know of what thou ask of me. For I am but a member of the great Imperial Senate, bound for Alderaan on mission diplomatic.
Nay, thou liest. For thou art with the Rebel Alliance vile, and worse, a traitor. Take this one away.
Exeunt stormtroopers with Princess Leia.
The blood and wires within me leap with fire, when all these traitorous words I must endure.
Enter, Commander.
Lord, holding her is dangerous. If word of this is told, then sympathy may rise for the rebellion in the Senate's mind. So shall our power o'er all the universe be weakened by this wicked, cunning wretch. Is like the tale my mother told me once of bygone emperor whose reign was lost when putrid Ugnaughts rose against his throne. So hath my mother said, and I with her. A deathly blow oft comes from tiny fist, and greatest tree may fall by smallest axe.
Commander, peace, and trouble not thy mind with tales of old. The princess shall reveal her treachery when all's to do is done. The rebel spies are aptly traced to her, and now is she my only link to find the hidden rebel base.
I'll wager she will die ere she tells thee.
Leave that to me. Now go, be on thy way, and take this task. Send thou a signal of distress, and then inform the Senate all aboard were killed. So shall our presence here be hid from sight, and thus our swift attack shall not be known.
Enter Captain.
Lord Vader, sorry am I to report there are no battle plans aboard this ship, and neither were transmissions made. There was but one escape pod jettisoned amid the fighting, but no life forms were aboard. For certain, 'twas a harmless accident.
With purpose rank, must she have quickly hid the plans in the escape pod?
Woman vile! Howe'er could she deceive my subtle mind? The plans in the escape pod, oh, most rare!
Pray, cease thy speech and mark ye what I say. Take thou a keen and swift detachment down, and bring me back the plans. Commander, go. See to the task thyself, before the chime. There shall be none to stop our plan this time.
Exeunt. Scene 4. The desert planet Tatooine.
And now, dear viewers, shall our play go to a planet stark and drear for our next scene. Imagine sand and rocks within thy view. Prepare thy souls. We fly to Tatooine.
Enter C-3PO and R2-D2.
Forsooth! How did we get into this mess? I tell thee verily, I know not how. A thousand Tauntaun bowels could not produce a greater desecration than this place. Alas, we two are made for suffering. I fear, R2. 'Tis but our lot in life. More than 6 million forms of speech I know, yet not a one shall help me now.
Beep, beep.
Now must I rest before I come apart. My joints are nearly frozen. I freeze. For 'tis as though the vicious cold of death hath sunken deep into my circuitry. Oh, what a desolate terrain this is!
R2-D2 begins to depart.
Beep, 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 whistle, beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Where dost thou think thou goest?
Beep, beep, beep.
Now shall I leave his company a while. Belike my absence shall alleviate his obstinate resolve, and teach him thoughts of kindness, care, and good humility.
Well, I shall not go thither with thee, droid. 'Tis far too rocky. Canst thou not perceive? Nay, truly, for the sun upon thy cold and hard exterior hath surely warped thine often prudent mind. Pray, understand, the road herein is better far. Why dost thou think that settlements will be found yon?
Beep, beep.
Be thou not technical with me, or else thine input valve may swift receive a hearty helping of my golden foot.
Beep, squeak.
What mission? What dost thou speak of?
Squeak, squeak, beep.
More of thee I shall not take. So go thou hence. Thou shalt malfunction ere the day is through, near-sighted pile of scrap. Now mayest thou travel hence upon thy way, and find thy mission in a sarlacc pit. Then shalt thou know, for lo, these 1,000 years, the pain I suffer as thy counterpart. And be thou not behind me, errant knave. I mark me, follow not, nor seek thou help, for thou no satisfaction shalt receive.
Beep, 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 beep.
No more with thine adventures, I go not upon thy way.
R2-D2 exits.
Malfunctioning small fool! 'Tis all his fault. He tricked me so that I should go this way. But he shall not fare well. Oh, gods above! Why have I once again been short with R2, sending him away? I trust he knoweth well I hold him dear, though in his presence oft my speech is cruel. 'Tis words that do betray my better self, when harshly they express my droidly rage. And yet for protocol I'm made, and must with words fulfil my task. So then 'tis true, that words are both my ruin and my strength. And yet, although I find myself adrift, and lost within a speechless sea of sand, this word is true if ever words have truth. Forever lost I'd be should I lose him. But wait! What's that? A transport! Saved am I! Hark! Over here! Hey, nonny non! Please, help!
C-3PO exits.
A vessel vast comes forth across the sand and takes C-3PO within its hold. But what of R2-D2's mission grand? How doth the tale of this small droid unfold?
Enter R2-D2 and Jawas, hidden.
Beep, ooh! Beep, 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 squeak!
Piscar bubba! Piscar bubba! Fulijida!
Beep, beep, squeak, beep, beep!
Jawas stun R2-D2, who falls.
Whoopity!
Jawas carry R2-D2 into transport.
Imagine now that on this stage you see full many droids and creatures quite bizarre. And yet, amid this ghastly company, herein the two friends reunited are.
Enter other droids and C-3PO.
Good R2, R2-D2, oh, 'tis thee!
Beep, 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 whistle, squeak, beep, beep, beep.
Exeunt. Scene 5. The desert planet Tatooine. Enter Stormtroopers 3 and 4.
There was someone within this pod indeed. The tracks go off in this direction. See?
Behold, sir. Either someone large hath dropped his ring, or else this fragile circle here, doth mean we have found droids on Tatooine.
Exeunt stormtroopers. Enter Jawas with droids including C-3PO and R2-D2.
At last this vehicle of death hath stopped. So greatly fear I what shall happen next, that I am shaken to my core within. They say that fear is better faced when two together stand. Thus swift shall I awake my dear R2. Wake up! Wake up!
Beep squeak!
We're doomed! Dost thou think they shall melt us down?
Mi puna dina ding! Utinipe!
Shoot not! Oh, shall this torment never end? First captured by these Jawas, small and vile, and now we face a fate that is unknown. Now seems the first fate better than the next. I rather would I bear the ill I have than fly to others that I know not of.
Enter Owen Lars and Luke Skywalker, with Beru Lars aside in Lars' homestead.
Anon! Now let us go.
Oh, Luke! Oh, Luke! Pray, tell thine uncle that if he should find a translator, be sure it Bocce speaks.
'Tis true, the last time Owen bought a droid, more dud than droid we purchased in the deal.
It seemeth we have little choice, dear aunt. And yet shall I remind him what thou sayest.
Exit Beru into Lars' homestead.
Again it falls to me, simple man, to take a leading role in matters grave. For I must choose a droid today, 'tis true, but also must I teach this lad, this Luke, to learn and grow, and to become a man. Although when I was young I too had dreams of far-off stars and distant galaxies, I learned to work the land, to raise the crops, and thus shall I my trade pass on to him, adopted son of mine, and strangely dear. I had not asked for fate to bring a son to me, for I had thought to have no heir. Yet do Beru and I feel for this child a measure of affection, and, as well, the burden of responsibility. Pray, tell me, Jawa Small, what hast today?
Me puna tinda ting.
Nay, not that one. These Jawas offer first the lowliest. 'Tis ever in their nature to deceive. Droid, I assume that thou art programmed well for etiquette and protocol. 'Tis true?
Aye, protocol, my primary function 'tis. I am well versed in all the customs, sir.
No need of I of droids with protocol.
Not in this habitat, thou speakest true. Hath ever sand a need of protocol? When did a stone or rock need etiquette? However, I am also made...
Peace! What I need's a droid who knows the binary tongue of moisture evaporators.
Oh, but sir, my first employment was in programming a binary loader lifter very like thy evaporators, aye, in most respects. My service and my worth I'll prove to him if I must speak 1,000 hours more. For certain... I shall die ere I return once more to be in rank captivity.
Well, speak'st thou Bocce?
Truly, sir, 'tis like a second tongue unto my soul.
Pray cease. So shall I have this one here.
Praise the day! Now if he chooseth also my R2, aye, then shall I be pleased.
Mabande.
Luke! Take thou these droids unto our vast garage. I wish it is they cleaned be ere we dine.
But unto Tashi Station would I go and there obtain some power converters. Fie!
Thou canst go with thy friends another time, when all thy chores have been fulfilled. Go to!
Oh, how shall I be mocked, and verily abused, when my noble comrades hear that once again my uncle hath denied my fervent wish to be with them instead. 'Tis well. Come hither, thou too, Red.
Beep!
Go hence.
Beep squeak, beep beep, squeak beep, beep beep.
If I not go with him, my foolishness shall render no one service. Thus I beep.
R5-D4 begins to smoke and fail.
Pray, Uncle Owen, look! Behold! This R2 unit hath a foul and smoking motivator!
Vicious knave! Say, in what manner dost thou try upon our goodly wills to ply thy thievery? So shall I rip thy brown and ragged robes to shreds if thou not set this matter right. Now speak!
Beep squeak!
Your pardon, sir. The R2 unit which thou seest is in prime condition. Aye, a bargain tis, and he shall serve thee well. Now, if I can convince the human here to purchase R2-2 along with me, so shall I win the day, and ever shall yon R2-D2 dwell in peace with me. What shall he answer?
Uncle Owen, say, hast thou considered yonder blue droid there?
What of that blue one? That one shall be ours.
Oh, victory! Next I'll praise him for his choice. A noble choice thou makest, master, for thou surely shalt be pleased with this new droid. I can with confidence report to thee that he is in first-class condition, sir, for I have worked with him before. He comes!
Beep, meep, beep, squeak.
Anon, away we go.
Exeunt Luke, Owen, Jawas, and droids.
Forget thou not this moment, faithless droid. Why I should put my neck at risk for thee is quite beyond my mind's capacity.
Exeunt. Scene 6. Inside the Lars homestead. Enter Luke Skywalker, C-3PO, and R2-D2.
All praise be to the Maker, verily. This oily bath much healing shall provide. The glow of bright Coruscant doth not match the vital warmth this soothing oil brings me. The case of dust contamination which befalls me mighty is, and renders me unable, I'll be sworn, to move at all.
I rue the day I came unto this place, this drab and barren rock called Tatooine. But wherefore have I reason to complain? Do sandstorms not invade both rich and poor? We are not promised equity in life. Both rich and poor alike pertain to me. For certain, though in toil am I most rich, by want of keen adventure am I poor. Thus I declare that whether rich or poor, the lot I have received from fate's unfair. My comrade Biggs hath rightly guessed, I fear, that never shall I leave this stricken place.
Oh, exclamation tragic! Shall I speak? Is there, dear sir, aught I might do to help?
Nay, droid, lest thou canst alter time, or make the harvest come apace, or, goodly friend, if thou canst somehow bear my body hence, by magical conveyance yet unknown.
I think not, sir, for merely droid am I, and have not knowledge of such things as thou, not on this planet anyway. In troth, I do not know which planet this one be.
If center bright the universe contains, then surely, droid, hast thou now found thyself as far from it as thou canst possibly be.
I see, sir.
Surely, thou mayst call me Luke.
I see, Sir Luke.
Thou jolly droid. Just Luke. This droid I see is wont to prattle on. Be like his mouth is faster than his mind.
Luke begins to clean R2-D2.
C-3PO am I, an expert in the human cyborg link. And he, my short blue counterpart, is R2-D2 called.
Good-een.
Beep squeak.
Thou hast much carbon here, it seemeth much of fortune thou hast known. Aye, can it be that two such droids as you can know more of adventure than a man?
With all we have been through, amazed am I we yet our good condition keep, what with rebellion and its hurly-burly ways.
Nay, can it be? The very thing of which I would know more thou hast experienced? Pray, knowest thou the rebellion against the Empire, droid?
For certain, aye. 'Tis how we came to be in thine employment, if thou comprehend my simple meaning, sir. Now is his visage turned all eagerness. Oh, never in this manner have I seen a man intoxicated with a dream.
And hast thou been in many battles? Speak. Whatever morsel thou mayest serve to me shall be a feast unto my waiting ear. The smallest tale of battle, lost or won, shall feed my soul's ne'er-ending appetite.
Full many battles, aye, sir, but I fear I have but little food to fill thy heart. A banquet, sadly, I cannot prepare. 'Tis certain that of tales I am no chef. But rather, I confess that not much more than an interpreter am I, and not much good at telling stories. Verily, I've not the salt or spice to season them.
'Tis well, my droid. So shall my hunger wait, to feast one day upon another's tale. My little bot, thou hast got something jammed herein. Hast thou been on a cruiser, or...
Enter Princess Leia in beam projected by R2-D2.
Oh, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, help. Thou art mine only hope.
Pray, what is this?
Squeak?
What is what? A question hath he asked.
Say, what is that?
Oh, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, help. Thou art mine only hope. Oh, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, help. Thou art mine only hope.
Beep, meep, meep, hoo. Squeak, beep, meep, beep.
He says 'tis nothing, sir. A mere malfunction. Bygone date it is. Please pay no mind.
But who is she? For she is far more beautiful than all the stars.
I truly do not know, sir. I suspect she was a passenger on our last trip. A person of importance, I believe. First was adventure, second is this lass. 'Tis certain my new master hath a wealth of passion ever eager to bestow.
Say, is there any more recording, droid?
Tweet, beep!
Behave thyself, R2, for thou shalt get us both in trouble. Be content and trust him true. He is our master now.
Beep, 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 squeak, beep, beep, squeak.
He saith he doth belong to Obi-Wan Kenobi, resident of parts nearby, and 'tis a private message meant for him. For all my wit, I know not what he means, for our last master, Sir Antilles, was. Alas, with all we have endured, this dear small R2 unit quite eccentric is.
Squeak!
Obi-Wan Kenobi. I suspect old Ben Kenobi he doth mean, perhaps. First droids, then tales of battles fought in space, and now a damsel cries in beams of light. Did ever destiny come knocking thus?
I beg thy pardon, sir, but knowest thou aught of what he speaks?
I know not any man named Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yet old Ben resides beyond the Dune Sea, and there dwells much like a hermit, strange and lone.
Oh, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, help! Thou art mine only hope.
I wonder who she is. Whoever she may be, whatever is her cause, I shall unto her pleas respond. Not e'en were she my sister, could I know a duty of more weight than I feel now. It seemeth she some dreadful trouble hath. Mayhap I should replay the message whole.
Meep squeak squeak! Meep hoo! Meep!
R2 doth say the boat restraining him short-circuited his full recording system. So saith he that if thou wouldst with speed remove the boat, he may the full recording then display. What purpose shall I serve unto this man? Am I to guide, encourage, counsel? What? Thus shall I play the wise interpreter, for truly 'tis the part I know the best.
What? Aye. Thou seems too small to run away if I should take this off. Good little droid, so cleverly thou bringest messages, that thou hast won my trust. Now thou art free.
Exit Princess Leia from beam.
But wait! Where hath she gone? What villainy! How hast thou dampened that celestial light wherein she spoke of late? Now bring her back! Play back the message full, thou naughty droid.
Meep, meep.
What message, errant droid? The one thou hast been playing, which thou holdest within thy rusty innards.
Oh, alas, we shall deactivate it be.
Oh, Luke! Pray, Luke!
I shall be there anon, good Aunt Beru.
I'm sorry, sir, for it doth seem he hath acquired a minor flutter.
Thus she comes, and thus she goes, yet ever on my sight. Her beautiful, fine countenance shall shine. So here's my vow. I'll see her once again, in beam or hope on hope with my own eyes. For now, I must depart to dine. Pray, see if thou canst remedy this R2, droid.
Exit Luke.
Goo! Reconsider thou if thou shalt play the message back for him.
Meep meep. Hoo-wee!
Nay, I do not believe he liketh thee.
Beep squeak!
Nay, thee I like not either.
Hoo!
Exit C-3PO.
Now are the pieces all arranged for me to make a daring move and fly this place. The fool who sets the game in motion shall appear unto C-3PO and Luke no more than if he were an errant knave. But hear the voice of R2-D2 all. My noble purpose I'll accomplish yet. To take to Obi-Wan the Princess News. To take my master Luke away from here. And in the end, perhaps more vital still, to make connection twixt the two good men. A foolish thing this flight may seem to thee, and yet more fine than foolish shall it be.
Exeunt. Scene 7. Inside the Lars homestead. Enter Owen Lars, Beru Lars, and Luke Skywalker eating at a table.
Mine uncle, thou shouldst know my mind. Methinks the R2 unit we have bought belike may have been stolen.
Thievery hath e'er been part and parcel of the Jawa's trade. But in thine utterance I sense there's more. So say, young Luke, why thinkest thou thereon?
Good uncle, well I know the Jawa's tricks. Yet as thou sayest, I mean something more. A stolen moment with those droids hath shown to me a reason they may stolen be. I did uncover a recording whilst I cleaned the R2 unit. He purports to be the property of someone known as Obi-Wan Kenobi. Thus thought I that he may stolen be. As to the name, this Obi-Wan Kenobi, wondered I if mayhap he meant Ben. Canst thou make sense?
Nay.
Yet I wonder if this Obi-Wan perchance may be some kin to yonder Ben.
Fie, fie! Shall that old man now haunt my home? That wizard is a damned scurvy man. Tomorrow shalt thou take the R2 droid to Anchorhead and have its memory erased. And so shall there be an end to it, for it belongeth only now to us.
Aye, yet what if this Obi-Wan appears and lays his claim unto this R2 droid? What stolen may be worth the looking for?
The looking shall not happen, nor the find, for I believe the man doth not exist. Now shall I by a lie destroy the man, lest he be given new life in Luke's young mind. The boy a keen imagination hath. This Obi-Wan hath not for ages walked within the universe. He is no more. 'Twas many moons ago the old man died. Aye, truly, he hath met his end about the time so long ago when wars were fought. The time when men did battle to the grave. The time before the Empire ruled supreme. The time wherein thy father died as well.
Knew he my father?
Though I tell of men and wars and battles brave, still all he hears is that word, father. Prithee, Luke, forget. Thy task is to prepare the droids for work tomorrow. In the morning shall they be upon the South Ridge, laboring with those condensers.
Aye, and I believe these droids shall serve us well. In troth, good uncle, now I must confess my mind is moved to think upon the pact twixt thee and me, an our agreement, namely that I shall stay here another season. crops that grow in these harsh climes will surely grow sans me. And so, mine uncle, if these droids will satisfy, I wish my application to transmit unto the Great Academy this year.
Nay, Luke, an uncle's heart is breaking. Canst thou mean the next semester hence, before the harvest time?
Just so. Quite plentiful are droids.
But harvest time I need thee most. Wilt thou here in the desert yet desert? 'Tis only one more season. This year I shall make enough at harvest time to hire more hands to help. Then canst thou go next year to the academy. To pilot is a noble trade, my boy, but family is nobler still. I prithee, understand. I need thee, Luke.
'Tis one more year entire.
'Tis only one more season.
Aye, so saidst thou when my dear friends Biggs and Tank did leave. Now cracks a hopeful heart, when by the land man's ambitions firmly grounded are. So shall a bird ne'er learn to fly or soar, when wings are clipped by crops and roots and soil.
Pray, whither fliest thou, Luke?
It seems, dear aunt, I nowhere go, nor flee, nor sail, nor fly. Instead, I must remain and clean those droids.
Exit Luke. Oh, Owen, he cannot abide for aye with us. 'Tis true his friends are mostly gone. It hath great meaning for our well-loved Luke. This bird would surely fly.
So promise I that I shall set all things aright, Brew. The bird shall fly indeed, when time is ripe, and when the nest hath no more need of him.
But, Owen, he hath not a farmer's heart. This apple falls quite near his father's tree.
'Tis true. And this, my dear, is what I fear.
Exeunt Owen and Beru. Re-enter Luke, gazing into the setting of Tatooine's two suns.
Oh, I am fortune's fool. 'Tis true. 'Tis true. And gazing now upon the double sun of my home Tatooine, I know full well that elsewhere lies my destiny, not here. Although my uncle's will is that I stay, my heart within me bursts to think on it, for out among the spheres I wish to roam. Adventure and rebellion stir my blood. Those oft-repeated words of my mate Biggs, I do believe, that all the world's a star. Beyond that heavenly light, I shall fly far.
Exit. Act 2. Scene 1. Inside the Lars homestead. Enter C-3PO.
Alas! My R2-D2, he hath flown! And all the while he beepeth on and on about his duty in rebellion's cause. Oh, with what strength shall I be punished when R2's treachery discovered is? So shall I hide myself behind this ship, in hopes I'll not be found by Master Luke.
C-3PO hides. Enter Luke Skywalker.
C-3PO, I say, what dost thou there? At what game playest thou, O jolly droid?
C-3PO emerges.
Nay.
Aye, verily. His mission is supreme, so saith he. He will not hindered be, nor from his wayward stubborn purpose veer.
Now with these words young Luke doth quickly run beyond the shuttered doors with failing hope, and stepping out beneath the setting sun, he scans the vast horizon with his scope.
Sir, Even hath that Hawk 2-unit been a problem that hath vexed me through and through. Astromech droids have ever puzzled me. Their minds have tempers mighty to behold, though all contained in frames of modest size.
Fie! How have I so easily been tricked? This R2 hath performed his greatest feat. To vanish, scope to wheels into the air. Oh, blast it! Aye, and Fie and Ficos too.
Now he is angered. Peace, my master, peace. Good sir, forgive my impudence, but may we yet this e'en go out a-searching?
Nay, 'tis far too dangerous. The night is dark, but darker are the dreaded Sand People. And darkest most of all, their thievery. Thus, as the darkness waits for light to dawn, so must we wait for morning to arrive.
Inside.
O Luke, come hither! Swiftly, come ye in! The time hath come to darken down the power!
Anon, good uncle! Thy good word I'll heed! Oh, I shall taste the whips and scorns of my dear uncle's anger. So shall that small droid, though yet far gone, wreak havoc on my soul.
Aye, sir, 'tis true. Although the droid is skilled at laboring and service, most doth he excel at wearying the hearts of men.
Luke and C-3PO withdraw for the night.
And so a restless night doth pass within, while Luke doth ponder future punishment, and longs for his lost droid search to begin. C-3PO doth fear his banishment. At early morn, with eager wills they rise, a shared endeavor binding them anew. The fast land speeder o'er the desert flies, they go to find the errant droid R2.
Luke and C-3PO enter flying in land speeder.
Good friend, take heed. The scanner doth report a droid ahead. Pray, swiftly take us hence. Belike our R2-D2 there awaits. Perhaps I'll yet escape my uncle's wrath.
While droid and man go racing across the sand, the Tusken raiders watch the two pass by. Their banthas mounting, gaffy sticks at hand, they heave unto the air their warring cry.
Enter R2-D2. Luke and C-3PO dismount to speak to R2-D2.
Pray, whither goest thou, thou naughty droid?
Beep, meep, beep, squeak.
Nay, Master Luke is now thy rightful owner. Learn obedience. Aye, learn thou loyalty. Pray, learn respect. And learn thou not to speak of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Weenie, squeak.
Speak not to me of mission, droid. I'll warrant happy thou shalt be if our new master doth not let thee know the blaster's deadly touch today.
Pray, patience, dear C-3PO, 'tis well. But let us hence.
Beep, whistle, meep, meep, squeak.
What can the matter be? What doth he say?
He doth report that creatures hither come, approaching stealthily from the southeast.
Sand People, hither come and let us see. Unbidden doth adventure come, yet here I stand, prepared to rise and welcome fate. The twisting strand she threads, we must but trail, for 'tis the wire that leadeth us through life. Fate's hand hath placed me here on Tatooine, and now she beckons onward to the abyss. Now o'er adventure's great abyss I perch, above all time, above the universe, above the rim of chance and destiny. And sister fate doth dare me to look in. And there, aye, there, I find my happiness. I peer therein, embrace my fate, and blink. Come, life, for I am ready now to live. I spy two banthas, yet no sand people. Wait, wait, one doth appear unto me now.
With sudden viciousness the Tuskens come. They knock young Luke and cause the droid to fall. They seek to take a harshly pillaged sum, till frightened by a false crate dragon call.
Enter Obi-Wan Kenobi, who has made a crate dragon call to frighten off the Tusken Raiders.
Now enter I the scene of this boy's life. This boy, whom I have watched for many years, hath grown to the man before me now. My hope I now entrust to him alone, that he might be our sure deliverance. And yet this situation warrants care. I must approach with caution as we speak, and meet his questions as a trusted guide. My inner joy I must with patience hide. For certain 'tis it gives me great delight to see him now, his face, his golden hair. So long have I watched o'er him from afar, so many hours and days of my life spent in hopeful expectation of this one. In his beginning I shall find my end. This business shall reveal my final stage. Yet in my closing scenes, perhaps I'll write a worthy ending to my mortal days. 'Tis possible that in this gentle one, the dream I've long awaited shall come true. So I'll compose a final act that shall accomplish two most worthy ends, to set the world aright and save this old man's soul. Well met, my little one.
Almost I could my metal tongue release and speak to him. This man doth show sure signs of wisdom and experience.
Beep, beep, meep, 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 squeak.
Come hither, tiny friend. Be not afraid.
Beep, squeak, wee, hoo.
Nay, prithee fret thou not, for he shall make a full recovery. Rest easy, lad, for thou hast had a fall, and more adventure hast thou seen today than many in a lifetime do. I say thou catchest fortune's favor to survive a cruel attack from sand people most vile.
But by this light, 'tis Ben Kenobi here. It fills my heart with joy and soothes my pain to meet thee.
Aye, 'tis well. But let's go hence. Jundland Wastes no place for travellers is. Now prithee, good young Luke, say wherefore art thou here, and what strange errand bringeth thee herein, where I am wont to dwell?
This droid! I truly, he hath brought me here.
Meep, meep!
It seemeth unto me that he doth search to find his former master. Yet in all my days I ne'er have such devotion seen as this one showeth from a droid.
Ooh.
Yet he claims that he belongeth to a man named Obi-Wan Kenobi, and I thought perchance the man some relative of yours may be. Dost thou know any by such name?
Oh, how the heart inside me breaks to hear that name I once was called so long ago. But happy fate that 'tis Luke's voice that calls. Aye, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Oh, the name's like a song. Yet whether glorious song of joy, or else some dirge of bitter pain, I'm yet unsure. It is a name I have not heard for lo these many, many years. A long, long time.
My uncle knoweth Obi-Wan, I ken. He doth report to me the man is dead.
Oh, Owen, wretched knave, such base deceit. And yet I know full well why thou so spokest. Should I have acted different in thy place? But nay, the man takes not his final sleep. At least, unto this moment now, not yet.
Then know'st thou him?
Aye, verily I do. I know the man as if he were myself, for truly I he is. This Obi-Wan, dear Luke, 'tis I.
By heaven's light,
meep meep.
I have not heard this name, this Obi-Wan, since ere even thou thyself wert born.
Aye then, I see this little droid is bound to thee.
I have no memory of owning such a droid as this. is curious indeed. Now mark thee these my words. We must repair indoors to escape the second cudgeling here. The sand people do easily take flight, but soon they shall return with many more.
Beep, meep, beep, beep, meeps. C-3PO!
C-3PO wakes, broken in pieces.
Where am I? Have I ta'en an ill-timed step? In dreams have I seen visions of my death. 10,000 soldiers pranced upon my grave, and I alone to face the murderous mass could only weep at my untimely end.
Peace, peace, good droid. Thou art alive, fear not. Canst thou now stand? We quickly must depart before the sand people attack us here and strive to make thy dream reality.
Oh, whether dream or waking, I know not. But go thee hence and save thyself, I pray. C-3PO, my nightmare hath been slain.
This droid shall quickly stretch his welcome fin.
I shall not leave thee, droid. Thou speak'st sans sense. Come, come. I'll bear thee up, so argue not.
What noble care he takes to soothe this droid. We must make haste or face them yet again. So hence let us away unto my den.
Exeunt. Scene 2. Inside the Kenobi homestead. Enter Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke Skywalker, C-3PO, and R2-D2.
Nay, thou art sure misled, O wise one, for my father hath not fought in any wars. Full many evenings, as I lay abed, such tales I heard of him I never knew. A navigator on a freighter ship, which carried fragrant spices hence to Yon, my father was. He kneweth naught of wars.
So hath thine uncle told thee. Mary, he did not agree with aught thy father told of his philosophy and brave ideals. Thine uncle, tethered to the land, did not believe thy father should become involved in matters of the stars and empires. Nay, what shall I of the father tell the child? If gentle Luke knew all that's known to me, I'll warrant he'd not understand the rhyme and reason for my words. And yet, what is to lie? To tell the truth, all else be damned? Or else to tell, perhaps, a greater truth? Is it the truth to tell a boy each fact, and thus deface his father's memory? Or have I spoken better truth to Luke, when I about his father speak with pride? Aye, every child deserves a champion.
Hast thou done battle in the Clone Wars?
Aye, and once was I a Jedi Knight, the same as thy dear father.
Oh, how tears well up within me for the loss of that dear man, whom never I did know, nor do, nor will.
I tell thee truly, amongst the pilots he was e'er the greatest in the galaxy. He also was a cunning warrior, and to the last was he a dear, dear friend. And now to play upon his natural sense of self-importance, so to draw him near to thoughts of Jedi training for himself. I hear thou art a pilot skilled as well. This calleth to my mind a gift I have for thee. Thy father hath desired that thou shouldst have this weapon when thou wert of age. Thine uncle, though, would none of it. So feared he that thou might join with Obi-Wan upon a fool's crusade or devil's task, just as thy father hath when he was young.
Dear sir, if thou dost need me not, I shall shut down upon the present moment here.
Why speak'st he here when 'tis my time to speak? These droids of protocol are e'er uncouth. Of etiquette they know but little troth.
Pray tell, what is't?
Thy father's lightsaber. It is the weapon of a Jedi Knight. If thou in thine own hand could hold a son, then thou wouldst know the power of this tool. Not merely random, neither awkward like a blaster. Nay, the lightsaber maintains a noble elegance, a Jedi's pride. 'Tis something for a civilized new age.
Now holdeth Luke the weapon in his hand, and with a switch the flame explodes in blue. The noble light Luke's reverence doth command. That instant was a Jedi born anew.
Now doth the Force begin to work in him. For many generations, Jedi were the guarantors of justice, peace, and good within the Old Republic. Ere the Dark Times came, and ere the Empire began to reign.
How hath my father died?
Oh, question apt. The story whole I'll not reveal to him. Yet may he one day understand my drift. From a certain point of view, it may be said my answer is the honest truth. A Jedi named Darth Vader. Aye, a lad whom I had taught until he evil turned, did help the Empire hunt and then destroy the Jedi. Now the hardest words of all I'll utter here unto this innocent, with hope that one day he shall comprehend. He hath thy father murdered and betrayed, and now are Jedi nearly all extinct. Young Vader was seduced and taken by the dark side of the Force.
The Force?
The Force. The Force doth give a Jedi all his power, and 'tis a field of energy that doth surround and penetrate and bind all things together here within our galaxy.
In hearing this wise man, I have almost my errand quite forgot. Now to my work.
Beep, meep, meep, squeak, beep, wee, squeak, whistle, meep.
And now, my little friend, shall I attempt to find out whence thou came, and to discern the reason wherefore thou hast left thy home for lands unknown, a mission to pursue?
He hath a message played.
Thus have I found.
Enter Princess Leia in beam projected by R2-D2.
Dear General Kenobi, many years ago thou served my noble father in the Clone Wars. Now he beggeth thee to come again and aid him in his struggle with the Empire. Sadly may I not be there with thee in person, my request to give. My ship of late hath fallen under siege, and thus my mission, bringing thee unto my cherished planet Alderaan, hath failed. Yet have I deep within the memory banks of this brave R2 unit stored the plans most vital for Rebellion's victory. My father can retrieve the plans therein, but I must ask of thee to take the droid and bring him unto Alderaan with care. The desperate hour is now upon us. Please, I beg thee, sir. Oh, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Help! Thou art mine only hope.
Exit Princess Leia from beam.
The message ends, then doth a silence fall. While Obi-Wan his duty contemplates, young Luke considers whether fate doth call. Aye, in this moment, destiny awaits.
The boy doth hear and hath the taste of fire new burning in his ears. Now shall I play the part of fuel and gently stoke that fire. Thou must be taught the Force, if thou wouldst come away with me and go to Alderaan.
Nay, Alderaan? This man hath many charms. And now it seems to me that I have been these many hours under some great spell that he hath cast. Nay, I must hence back home. 'Tis late, and Uncle Owen shall be vexed if I do not return to him ere long.
And now it must be done, or else 'tis lost. I need all thy good help, Luke. So doth she. For such adventures I have grown too old.
Nay, nay! I should not be involved, dear friend. Much work there is to be completed yet. And as the seers say true, a crop without its harvester is like a dewback sans its rider. Verily, I loathe the cruel and noisome empire. Aye, yet nothing gainst it have I power to do at present. Fie! 'Tis all so far, far distant from this place.
Thus speaks thine uncle, through thy lips, not thee.
Mine uncle? Oh, mine uncle! How shall I to him explain this matter? Tell me how!
Come now with me, and learn the force, dear Luke.
Now am I split in twain by fate's sharp turns. Two paths. The one toward adventure leads, the other taketh me back to my home. I have for all my life longed to go hence, and now this Obi-Wan hath reason given why I should leave my Tatooine and fly unto the stars. Aye, he hath told me of the powerful force, and yet another force doth pull me home, the force of duty and responsibility. I would go hence, would fly today and ne'er look back again. Except Beru and Owen are my true and loyal family. 'Tis settled then. I stay on Tatooine until the time when I may leave with clear, unfettered soul. I shall take thee as far as Anchorhead. From there mayst thou find transport to where'er thou goest. Aye, throughout the galaxy.
Thou must hold with thy conscience, it is true. Whate'er thou thinkest right, thus thou shouldst do.
Exeunt. Scene 3. Inside the Death Star. Enter Imperial generals and senators, including Admiral Motti and Commander Tag.
Until this battle station, utterly prepared and operational shall be, 'tis plainly vulnerable to an attack. The rebels have more resources, and are more dangerous than thou wilt deign to see.
Perhaps of danger to thy Starfleet, aye, but not unto this battle station strong.
Rebellion shall gain more support within the Imperial Senate.
Enter Grand Moff Tarkin and Darth Vader.
Oh, these men do talk and quibble like a brood of clucking hens.
The Imperial Senate which thou speak'st of here, no longer any threat to us doth hold. For truly have I just received word that our great Emperor himself dissolved the Council, now the final remnants of the old Republic fade away like dew.
But marry, 'tis impossible. How shall the Emperor maintain control without the crimson cord of vast bureaucracy?
Oh, how these politicians irk me so! Of governors and territories care I not, but I retain their company for mine own purposes. And though their talk doth tire my mind, I do confess that naught I found hath on their counsel yet improved. For every human bond is meaningless. All family doth leave, and friends betray, and lovers fail, and teachers turn, and thus among the politicians shall I dwell, where lies, deceit, and garrulous talk do make the universe go round. But yet I vow, I'll not be governed by the governors. No policy of politicians heed. Instead, myself and my dear Emperor together shall pursue our destiny.
The governors of all the regions now have sole control o'er their especial lands, and fear shall keep the people all in line. Fear of this very battle station, aye.
But what, pray tell, of the rebellion vile? For if the rebels have the plans to this good station stolen, possible it is they may have found a weakness, which in haste they shall exploit. Pray, Tarkin, mark my words.
Those plans shall soon recovered be, fear not.
attack upon this station pointless is, regardless of the data they have found. I speak not rashly when I hear of air. This station now hath power ultimate, or all else in the vast wide universe. And now, I prithee, let us see it used.
Nay, peace.